Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Five Red Lights Formula One podcast. Five Red Lights is a podcast focusing on all things Formula One, such as race reviews, historical moments in the sport, and current talking points, as well as branching out into other series, such as Formula 2, Formula 3, and further afield. In this episode, I'll be considering what the hell is happening at Haas and how F1's newest team have fallen in grace from point-scoring underdogs to the back of the grid and into the clutches of Nikita Mazepin. First, I'm going to start with the history of the Haas F1 team, F1's only current American team. Following the collapse of Marussia F1 in 2014, Haas purchased the team assets, including their Banbury factory, and joined the grid in 2016. Haas contracted Dallara to manufacture their chassis, the same company who made the chassis for other series, such as Formula 2. Haas also secured a deal with Ferrari for the supply of engines that continues to this day. At the time, some teams had reservations over this deal as it extended beyond mere engine supply. In particular, in 2018, there was criticism as the Haas car strongly resembled the 2017 Ferrari SF70H, something that has continued, although arguably not to as much benefit considering Ferrari's current form. Haas got off to a strong start in Formula 1, with the team's drivers for their first season in F1, Grosjean and Esteban Gutierrez, having different fortunes at the first weekend in Australia. Gutierrez crashed out in a famous and aggressive accident with Fernando Alonso, however Grosjean managed an impressive 6th on the team's debut, scoring 8 points. In the process, he made Haas the first team since Toyota in 2002 to score points on its debut. However, as will become a pattern, the team fell off, showing what is now characteristic unpredictability, only scoring points on 3 more occasions that season, finishing the season in 8th position overall, above big F1 names such as Renault and Sauber, with Grosjean finishing 13th and Gutierrez 21st in the Drivers' Championship. Moving on to the 2017 season, and Haas's second in the sport, Gutierrez was replaced by Kevin Magnussen coming in from Renault. The season was another relative success for the American team, with the team scoring its best ever qualifying result of 6th at the season opener in Australia through Grosjean, although both cars would ultimately retire in the race. The 2017 season would see the team score their first double points finish at Monaco in 8th and 10th, narrowly finishing the year in 8th in the Constructors again, being beaten to 7th by Renault right at the end of the season. In 2018, the team retained both of its drivers and faced controversy for their car, the VF18, which highly resembled the Ferrari SF70H from the year before, as mentioned previously. The 2018 Australian Grand Prix was the focus of the first episode of Drive to Survive, thrusting team boss Gunther Steiner into the limelight. Also at this race, the team lost a potential very good result, running in 4th and 5th before both cars retired due to a notorious pit stop malfunction. However, the team would achieve this result later in the season in Austria. The 2018 season ended as Haas's best to date, finishing 5th in the Constructors and taking their first fastest lap, which was set by Magnussen at that year's Singapore Grand Prix. The quote-unquote downfall of the Haas team arguably began in 2019, with the fateful decision to take on Rich Energy as a title sponsor. About the only semi-decent thing to come out of this partnership was a golden black livery in an attempted reproduction of the famous Lotus liveries of the 1980s, something it didn't quite meet the mark of. The team suffered from extremely inconsistent pace and inconsistent funding, as I don't think they actually received any money from Rich Energy. They qualified 5th in Austria, but they tended to languish at the back of the field in other races, finishing the season in 9th place, only above Williams. 2020 saw the downfall continue. The team finished 9th again in the Constructors, only scoring 3 points all season, their lowest record to date. A 10th for Magnussen in Hungary and a 9th for Grosjean in Germany were the height of the team's accomplishment for that season. Perhaps the most notable part of Haas's 2020 season was Grosjean's unfortunate crash, as well as the decision made late on in the season to sack both drivers. This brings us to the 2021 season, where the Haas team seemed to be in their worst condition ever, with their new driver pairing of the highly controversial and so far highly unsuccessful Nikita Mazepin and the son of F1 legend Michael Schumacher, Mick, the reigning Formula 2 champion, in an all-rookie lineup. Following the team's performance in Bahrain, it's clear that this season is not going to be an easy one for the American team. But where did it all go so wrong, after such a promising start for F1's first American team since Haas Lola in the 1980s? The Haas in this case being kart team owner Carl Haas, of no relation to current Haas team owner Gene Haas. Side note, apology for the amount of times I say Haas in this episode. Putting sponsorship and funding aside, Haas have had considerable struggles in recent seasons. 2019 and 2020 saw the team suffer from a critical misunderstanding of both their own car and the Pirelli tyres. The drivers simply could not learn how to control their tyres, suffering greatly in situations where the tyres were cooled, such as under safety car and virtual safety car conditions. The team did actually have quite good pace over one lap, shown by Q3 appearances that are uncharacteristic for a team finishing 9th in the championship and a qualifying position of 5th in Austria that was their highest to date. However, once in the race, the cars quickly fell back, resulting in a serious points deficit. This is a textbook Formula 1 downward spiral. The money awarded to 9th in the championship is simply not enough for Haas to recover their lost pace, and their current results are definitely not enough to inspire Gene Haas to pump more money into the team, or to attract any big name sponsors. At least not any big name sponsors that aren't owned by the father of a Formula 2 driver looking for a seat in Formula 1. But that's beside the point, I'm sure he's there on merit. Time and time again, this kind of spiral leads to rash sponsorship decisions. As mentioned earlier, the Rich Energy deal in 2019, a lack of sponsors in 2020, and the sponsorship of the Mazepin family through Ural Kali for 2021, a deal that caused a very controversial livery that for legal reasons merely resembles the Russian flag. Very strongly resembles. However, this decision, while pumping some much needed money into the team, will likely not greatly help the team in terms of results. The team made a deal with the devil in securing this sponsorship, selling a seat to Nikita Mazepin, a driver who, if his Bahrain performance is anything to go by, is not Formula 1 standard. I suppose one strange benefit of Mazepin's poor driving is that his repeated spins might draw some attention away from the previously spin-happy Sebastian Vettel, silver linings and all that. With the 2021 regulations pushed back to 2022, Haas are, as Bahrain would suggest, the slowest team on the grid for this season. In Bahrain it looked like they had been surpassed by Williams, likely with help from their new owners, Doralton Capital. Part of the reason Haas are so far behind this year, and why they won't catch up to the rest of the grid most likely, is because all of their resources are being focused on developing the car for 2022 and the new regulations. This means that besides a few upgrades to the car at the start of the season in 2021, the Haas VF21 will remain the same for the whole season, and unfortunately will likely fall even farther behind the rest of the grid. With a 10th place finish all but guaranteed in the championship, and points looking incredibly unlikely for the American outfit, F1 fans need to hope that their fortunes are reversed for 2022, as another year at the back of the grid could see Gene Haas decide his money is better spent elsewhere, ultimately pulling out of F1. This wouldn't be that surprising, as he has had success in other series, such as NASCAR in the past. However, one slight silver lining to coming 9th last year and likely 10th this year will mean that Haas has some of the most wind tunnel time available to any team on the grid, due to the new restrictions in this kind of thing, which hopefully should translate into results next season. At least we can hope so anyway. Furthermore, it's clear that Ferrari do not see Haas as a lost cause, although most of us might, as Haas are set to take on Ferrari personnel who will be based in a bespoke area in Maranello, specifically designated for the Haas team. This is admittedly part of Ferrari's efforts to meet cost restrictions without redundancies to staff. Haas have also taken on Ferrari's head of chassis engineering, Simone Resta, hopefully a move that will see the American team get to grips better with their car in the future, which is something they've struggled with in the past, unlocking the potential pace of their package and hopefully avoiding situations similar to 2019 when they just couldn't get the tyres working at all. However, on a different note, all F1 fans must hope that the fortunes of the Haas team look up, as an American team is vital to F1 interests, according to Ross Brawn himself, in growing F1 interest in the United States, a critical market if F1 is to survive into the future. The US market has always been a tricky one for F1, with it being traditionally dominated by other American series, such as IndyCar, NASCAR, and kart in the 1990s. There is a huge potential market of race fans in America for F1, and it is vital to the sport's future. There are even talk of a second American race being added to the calendar, with propositions for a Miami Grand Prix facing an imminent important vote at the Miami City Council. However, it's likely that without an American driver presence in the sport, without an American team in Haas, this interest would diminish rather quickly. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fire Red Lights podcast about what has gone so wrong at the Haas F1 team and why a rebound for the team is crucial for the future of F1. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to follow and rate the podcast, and please follow our social media at 5 Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at 5 Red Lights F1 on Twitter. See you next time for a preview of this weekend's race in Imola, to be released on Friday the 16th of April.